Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. This is a podcast or on iHeart. We have a top guest, one of my favorite guests coming up, Dr. Michael Bruce, with his wonderfully great, excellent book called The Power of When. I think it came out about in September. It's still on the top of the charts. The Power of When by Michael Bruce. A great book because it tells you when's the best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds. I should ask him about when the best time to write a book is, a self-help book. And we're going to talk to you about a whole other group of great things. The Power of When. It's 4+ stars on Amazon, and he really is good at doing this. Michael Bruce is the person I call the sleep doctor. He is a pro. He taught me a ton about sleep. This book will change the way you think about time, sleep, sex, and work based on the science of chronotropes. He's a superb doc. If anything, you will see and you will learn tremendous amounts from him on sleep. So stay tuned. This is Podcast 819, our top stories. Wellness foreplay, smoking marijuana on the human brain. What does it do? And this is my favorite story because it was Paul Keckley who taught me this. He's a senior consultant. But he said he stays up at night thinking, what do Pence, Price, and Ryan what do Pence, Price, and Ryan, I'm going to have to take a swig of coffee here. What do Pence, Price, and Ryan agree on? Because they're going to get to change healthcare. We're also going to talk about the healthiest things every 45-year-old should do to make sure they live. What's the problem with many women with chronic ills? Why do they have them? What's their problem? It's never too late to quit smoking, even in your 60s. And smoking does boost heart attack risk eightfold. And the fact that Americans send Trump a loud message. What is the message they're sending him about health? And flu or flu vaccine in pregnancy, not tied to any medical problem, other than not getting it, is tied to serious adverse consequences. Hope you got the flu vaccine already this year. This again, Podcast 819. Our guest today, The Power of When, Discover Your Chronotrope, and the Best Time to Eat Lunch, Ask for a Raise, Have Sex, Go to the Bathroom, Write a Novel, Take Your Meds, and more. We'll be with Michael Bruce in about 18 minutes or so, but right now I want to go over the effect of smoking marijuana on the human brain. This is actually very serious. Your memories go through your hippocampus, so you need, it's the one organ where size matters. Remember, we have said repeatedly that size matters in the human brain, and it's the only organ where size matters, and you want a big hippocampus to have a big memory. Well, it turns out that marijuana, smoking it, we don't know about eating, so this is just smoking it, decreases blood flow to your hippocampus. Now, we know that if you smoke a lot when you're in your 30s, by mid-50s, your IQ is down, and you have much greater chance of developing dementia. We now know that if you also smoke it repeatedly when you're a woman under the age of 18 or a guy under the age of 24, you lose 6 IQ points chronically and more as you get older. So it's a bad thing to smoke for your memory. And that's the major story. Blood flow to the hippocampus down. That's a major risk for Alzheimer's disease which does increase as your hippocampal size decreases. So I guess that's the big story of the week. The second biggest story is, what are the five things that Pence, Price, and Ryan agree on? So this is, what do they agree on? If you're going to say health care, what are the five things they agree on? Well, I'm going to tell you them. One, health care, they actually agree. These are Pence, who is the vice president, Price, who is the new secretary of Health and Human Services, and Ryan, who is the majority leader of the House of Representatives. I guess you call him Leader Ryan, who gets to set the agenda. They agree on five things about health care. One, they do agree that health care is a right for citizens, but they agree that citizens have some responsibility for that. They have to take control of their own health. Two, they think healthcare should be a private system, all three of them believe this, not a public, not a Medicare or Obamacare-like system. Three, they agree that the public system should be managed by the states, not the federal government. That tells you a lot, meaning it's more likely that we go to a block grant system. Four, that taxpayers should be the beneficiary of healthcare innovation. That is, we should innovate, and that should lower the cost, and that reducing that lower cost is imperative. That's the fifth thing. Reducing the national debt by spending less on healthcare is imperative. So those are the five points that Pence, Price, and Ryan can agree on about healthcare. The Wellness Foreplay story of the week, the healthiest things every 45-year-old should do. In a new study, people who avoided high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity in middle age, that is between 45 and 55, had a risk for heart disease 85% lower than those who had all three. That is, let me repeat it again, high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. So avoiding those, you have a 85% lower risk of developing heart failure, regardless of your sex or what age we're talking about after 55. So the key, 45-year-old men, by the way, 45-year-old men who didn't have any of those, lived 9 years longer free of heart disease, free of heart failure, and free of disability. Women who didn't have any of those fared even better. They lived 15 years longer without heart failure or disability. Living without diabetes seemed to have a particularly strong impact. That's likely because type 2 diabetes has some serious bad effects on the heart. The bottom line, it's easy to get normal blood pressure. It's not as easy to get a normal waist size, but it's important to get a normal waist size. And you can get your blood pressure reversed, you get your diabetes reversed by exercise and food choices in a large percentage of people who have type 2 diabetes. So this is what you should do. And if you do it, you have an 85% lower risk of developing heart failure. Holy mackerel. That's huge. I don't know how to say that's huge, even bigger than that. That's huge! Okay, what's wrong with women with chronic ills? They are using online tools to get healthier. That is, more than one-third of 400 women who were chronically ill didn't get the information from either their friends on the internet or the internet resources, health resources. So if you know someone who is over the age of 40 and a female, help them get online to use it. One of the other interesting stories, and I don't know what to do with it, but it's an interesting story, is if you have a concussion, even a mild one, it looks like you should get a lot of scans, such as a PET scan. These in mild concussions showed when you could start exercising, when you could start moving again, when it was safe, so that you even getting another concussion wouldn't harm you much more. Meaning, a concussion upon a concussion is a really bad thing, but if you've got healed, then it isn't. And the PET scans showed that they were having, they showed that even mild concussions can cause long-term damage. So this was a really very, very important study showing that deficit and the benefits of getting scanned so that you could know when you should return to work. Next story that I like this week, it's never too late to quit smoking even in your 60s now. This is 160,000 people, participants older than 70, and what they showed is that they had those who quit had a 23% lower risk of death during the 12 years of the study after that than the people who didn't quit. So a lot better, but the earlier you quit, the better. And that's shown by another piece of data in the top news of the week. You are listening to our podcast number 819. So hopefully if you're listening and this is the first day of release, it's 12:27. We're between Christmas and New Year's. I suppose I should give you more update news, more upscale news. And the upscale news, this is, if you quit smoking, you have eightfold lower risk. That is, you only have 12% the risk of someone who continues smoking of a heart attack by age 50. That is, if you're under age 50 and you quit smoking, you within 5 years have reduced your risk by 88% for heart attacks. I can't say anything. It's like you get back to normal. It's ridiculously how good the body is. So you can do this. You can do it. Now I want to go and do one more story before we get to our guest. Our guest again is Michael Bruce. Now, by the way, we've had just great guests. Next week, our guest will be Kristen Kirkpatrick, Skinny Liver. We have an epidemic of liver disease in America. 30% of us have what are called fatty liver disease. She's going to tell us how to get skinny livers. So, really important. And yes, since you've written me, I do have a new book coming out at the end of February. You can pre-order it now on Amazon, called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Breaking a Hip or Running Out of Money. It's actually Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip is the way it is. Age Proof, you can get it on Amazon now, as you can Skinny Liver, and as you can from our new guest this week, The Power of When. My favorite guest in the last few weeks, 814 and 816. He did those two podcasts. Charlie Hennekins, he talked about Plaque HD toothpaste. Just the toothpaste, just brushing with this toothpaste, decreased inflammation levels in the human body by 50%. You'll want to listen to 814 and 816. Those are great, great interviews Charlie Hennekins gave. He's also one of my heroes, because he is the one who did a lot of the work on aspirin and preventing heart disease and stroke. Michael Bruce coming up. The Power of When. Discover your chronotrope, the best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, even when to go to the bathroom. And he is the sleep doctor. He's a remarkable human being. Little Brown is the publisher of The Power of When. Discover your chronotrope, or your chronotype, I guess it is, and the best time to eat lunch. So even if you put in the best time to eat lunch, but I put in The Power of When on Amazon, I've given the book as a gift to several people. And if you've gotten gifts from Amazon or a gift card from Amazon and you want to do something really great with it, buy The Power of When. And if you have money left over, Skinny Liver. And if you still have money left over, Age Proof. Those are three books coming up that are, I think, are all sensational. Obviously, in my humble opinion, Age Proof is. Let's talk about what Americans sent Trump a message. It's changed the healthcare law. That's right. It's 2,300 pages. When the Part D, which was the drug law, was passed, 150 pages, it required 500 corrections. And it wasn't done in the middle of the night to get it passed all of a sudden. But 2,300 pages, we've got to have corrections to it. And so Americans are right. We haven't adjusted it at all in the last, whatever it is, 5 years, 6 years since it's passed because of the Republican-Democratic schism in Congress. Well, now there isn't a schism. They're all Republicans, and they're telling Trump, not only the Republicans, but the Dems, 43% want to see the law changed but not repealed. 37% want it repealed and replaced. That's 80% want it changed. We need it changed to get all the errors out and to get prevention more in it. That's what this show is all about. You, the Owner's Manual, how to take control of your own health so you live at the top of your curve. What'd you learn today? Don't smoke marijuana if you want to have a big brain. Maybe edible would be okay. Healthiest things you should do, avoiding high blood pressure, getting a waist half your height, and getting your blood sugar normal reduces your risk of heart failure by 86%. Makes you and allows you to live without disease 15, this is amazing, 15 years longer without disability if you're a woman. 11 years longer without disease if you're a guy. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show and podcast. It's really a podcast on iHeart, and download us every Tuesday at 7 a.m. on RadioMD.com. 50,000 of you are doing it each week. I appreciate it. More than 50,000, actually. I appreciate it. You can, by the way, subscribe to the program, which will tell you what's coming out or what came out on it, by just sending an email to us at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. Next week, we have a sensational, not only a guest, but I've seen the stories, the top story of the week. It's held over from this week, and you will love it. I don't want to tell you about it. You will love it. Coming up right now, Michael Bruce, The Power of When. Stay tuned.